Hello and welcome to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. Glad to have you with me on another Power Friday. And I want to tell you what we're going to be focusing on this Power Friday. It's about the business of keeping two groups, business owners, business managers. No. You aren't the two groups who are going to be keeping. You're not the two groups who are going to be kept. You're the two groups who are going to do the keeping. And here are the two groups I want you to be ready to focus on keeping: your customers and your employees. That's right. It can be costly, for real, to get customers in the door. And it can cost some money to keep them coming back. And the same with employees. You want good employees. And I know that what we're going to be talking about is going to be kind of general in nature. Because, for example, when we get to employees, because we're going to start with keeping your customers. But when we get to employees and keeping them, I know that we have good managers or have had good managers who really do a good job of getting the employees in and taking good care of them so that they will at least be given a reason to stay. But how many of us know that the same way managers and business owners are human and can be flawed, are flawed, employees also are human and can be and are flawed. So sometimes you'll have people in management who really are doing everything that they can possibly do to keep the employees, to help provide a good working environment, etc. Everything that they promise to do for the employees, they're doing. But some employees are just not going to care. They're just not going to have an interest in getting it right. In fact, some employees are going to have their minds made up that they're just going to mess things up no matter what. They can know that the business owner, the manager, is striving to make this a good working operation and something that, even if it's only eventually, if it's sometime down the road, try to make it a place where growth can take place. Business growth, professional growth. They may or may not care. So I understand. We're aware of all of that. We know that all of us are human, so we're all flawed. And so, keeping in mind that we're all flawed, we know that sometimes we're simply going to make mistakes, errors. It's just not going to be, you know, we're not going to know whether the best move is to go to the left or to go to the right. And whereas a lot of times we may make the right call, even if it's only once in a while, we may make the wrong call. But it's not because we don't care. It's not because management just says, hey, you know what? We're just going to do whatever. Sometimes the wrong call is made. And you just try to recover from that, keep moving forward. Sometimes employees are just going to make the wrong call. The supervisor, the management is not there at the time. A call has to be made right now. And so, that employee makes the call, hoping that it will turn out to be the right call that will bring about what is in the best interest of the company. And many times, that call may be the right call. Every now and then, it may be the wrong call, but it's not because of attitude. But when you have employees who are stealing from the company, whether that's by giving away products and services to friends who come in, and I mean literally just give them away for free, knowing they're not authorized to do that, and knowing that it's costing the company big time. Whether they're stealing by giving away to friends and family, whether they're stealing by taking themselves, That's not a matter of just not knowing which way to go. That's just plain ugly. And we're aware of the fact that that is part of the picture. We know that in larger companies, whether mid-sized or large, you have some people who will be stealing from the company. When it's on that level, they call it embezzling. But they're just stealing from the company. Whether they're stealing over the course of a few years, $300,000. Over the course of 1 year, $180,000. Whatever it is. That's not a matter of not knowing which call to make. That's just ugly. We're aware of the fact that that's part of the picture. We are. But that said, we're going to be focusing on what we want business owners to know and what we want business managers to know about what you can do to really, really do your part to help make things work well as possible for everyone involved. Now, don't get upset with me for saying this. I know that conventional wisdom teaches that when you're in any type of business, if there's a disagreement, there's some kind of conflict between the customer and someone who works for the company, someone who's representing the company, the customer is always right. Now, here's the thing. We all know that just like employers and employees are human and therefore flawed, we can best believe that customers are human and they are flawed also. So when the people say the customer is always right, number one, they don't mean that literally. And number two, there will be times when a customer who is just out of control will need to be dealt with. Okay, so I'm just sharing that with you because that won't be the gist of what we're going to be talking about as I move forward with this discussion. So I want to just put those various views of this up front at the very beginning of the conversation. Now, there are times when the customer is really going to be wrong, but you just have to find a tactful way to work with that customer. That may or may not mean giving the customer what the customer is demanding. Sometimes it's just a matter of letting the customer know, hey, look, we are well aware of the fact that this product you're trying to return to this store for a refund did not come from this store because we have never sold that product. So you'll need to take it back to wherever you bought it from and see if they will give you a refund. Yeah, it can get crazy like that. Customers who come in and they'll just get all irate. Well, they pretend to be all irate, trying to intimidate the store personnel into giving them what they're demanding. That's why I said very often when people say, the customer is almost always right. They don't mean that literally. And secondly, that doesn't mean that you always give in to the customer, even though you acknowledge, you let the customer know that you know that the customer is not right in any given case. No. Okay. So, like I said, I wanted to put all that up front because I don't want to lose you down the road because I know that a lot of you are aware of these dynamics that play out in real life. And a lot of you know on this program, it is real talk about real life, real talk about the real world. And so I don't want to have you, 10, 12, 15 minutes into the discussion saying, well, hold on now. I hear what you're saying about keeping the customers, but listen, you don't know what kind of customers I deal with. And of course, the good news is that's just some of the customers you deal with who tend to be cantankerous and ornery. Because if it were all your customers acting like that, you'd probably want to close up shop. But it can be kind of easy when you have just a few customers come in acting crazy to just see all of your customers as being that way, or the vast majority of your customers as being that way, when in reality, the vast majority of them aren't like that. Just like the vast majority of employers, supervisors, aren't, you know, hard to work with. It may seem that way if you have one or two who are like that, but by and large, you know, the majority of the supervisors, the majority of those being supervised, the majority of the customers are okay. So that said, let's get ready when I come back to get into some tips that I want to share with you about how we can go about the business of at least trying to hold on to our customers. I'll be sharing with you some tips from Black Enterprise when it comes to keeping our customers, and then later on today, keeping our employees as well. You are again listening to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. on Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. on 1550 AM, The Voice, and online at speakingwith.com. Back in just a few.